Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Coach Dave McGinnis brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. If you need great health care coverage at an affordable price, let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered. Coach Mack, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. Couldn't wait to get in here this morning and talk ball with you.
Yeah, man. We see you walking around rowing like you lost.
Could not wait. You know what? I still don't have a key card in this place, so I had to.
Oh, my bad. No, you should have texted me.
Well, the last time you texted me, it took me like two. I was getting ready to come in through the skylight up top.
There you are.
That would have been more fun.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my.
Well, let's start with the kind of the way the roster's been constructed so far. You know, what's standing out to you about that? You know, they put together the practice squad, or at least six spots there, got four more to go. Give me some surprises that made the actual 53.
Well, you know what? And again, I'm going to be very honest with you. There weren't surprises to me for this reason. Look, I did it on the inside for 31 years. And anytime a staff, and I'm talking, you know, the personnel staff and a coaching staff makes a decision on a roster, they've lived with these guys. They've lived with these guys since they drafted them. They've lived with them since the spring. I mean, I've only seen them at practice. They've lived with them day to day. So they made the decisions, you know, based on a total body of work, both in the building, in practice, and then, you know, the preseason games are a part of it. But they're not the entirety of it, you know. And so to me, I know they made the best decisions that they felt like. They still have to fill out their practice squad. And still, guys, to be honest with you, I don't think this final 53 is still set. I mean, in my mind. Mm-hmm. In my mind, it's not. Just because of the fact of the way that John Robinson churns this league and minds the personnel in this league, I don't think the 53 is totally set. It's set for, you know, for quite a bit of it, maybe not all of it.
What did you think about the group of tight ends? Delanie Walker and Jonnu Smith, we knew those two, but Luke Stocker and Anthony Firkser both make it. What do you think about that group?
Well, I mean, I think that group, I mean, you've got several different subsets on that group. You know, Delanie Walker, you know, of course, is the guy. I mean, that's the guy that does everything. Jonnu, I feel like, is still a player that is still coming along. You know, Stocker's got a role on this football team. They're going to use whoever the third tight end is active. They're going to use that guy as a blocker. You know, they'll in 12 personnel, which is two tight ends, two wides, one back, they will motion that guy back in the backfield. They'll run a lot of two back plays off of that stuff. And then Firkser is a guy, he's an H-back type guy. Mm-hmm. He's a receiver type guy. I think they've got a role a little bit for him. To me, he's going to have to continue to do things to probably stay on this roster, right, which is typical.
So he could be an expendable guy is what you're getting at if they find some other guy at different positions maybe, or maybe even the same position.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're the fourth guy,
yes,
you know, you're the fourth, if you're the mm-hmm. fourth tight end, if you're the fourth running back, you know, if you're that seventh linebacker, you know, and again, as I said, there's always, because constantly rosters in this league are constantly changing and churning. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into, too. This first week, there are a lot of veterans that are out there that people are waiting for after that first week so that their salary's not guaranteed, you know, for the full year. There's a lot that goes into the first week's roster in the National Football League rather than these are the guys we're going with and that's it.
Yeah. How tough is that when you're sitting there from the head coach's point of view when you say, oh, these are the guys we're with? I remember that happened a couple years, you know, with Fishbone, and I was like, oh, man, these are our guys. And then, you know, unfortunately, you know, they found some other players at different positions. And then, next, you know, on Monday, we got, you know, two or three new guys in there. And you're like, oh, dang, that's sad. Dang, I thought that was our team.
No, and that's a fair question.
That's always tough. I'm sure it was tough for Fishbone, too. Just how it is.
It's a legitimate question. But at the same time, as a head coach in this league, I mean, you're usually pretty much in lockstep with your general manager. And you can, you know, you can look ahead and see what's going on. But as you say, there's always, and again, I'll say this, guys, and Blaine, you can attest to this because you've been in the locker room. It really doesn't matter whether you're the 10th practice squad guy mm-hmm. or you're the top guy in the locker room. everybody's part of the group.
Right.
Everybody's part of the group, and it means a lot to those players in the group, the guys that are in there with them. So anytime somebody is gone, I mean, as I said, the 10th guy on the practice squad may be really, really good friends with one of the better players on the team. You know, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying. So that delineation is something that is very, very real. And that's the hard reality of this business, mm-hmm. is that when I was a head coach, one of my hardest days was the cut day, because, you know, I talked to every one of the guys that we cut personally. I wasn't going to let anybody else have, you know, I mean, you have other people talk to them, but I wanted to sit down and face to face and see every one of them, because every one of those guys was giving me everything they had, and they deserve that respect. And plus, you know, you just can't, it's not so much like, okay, well, you're not as good, you're gone, give me somebody else. That's not the way it works. And it really never worked like that with me.
DJ, real quick, I know Mark was talking about this, and I'm not sure if you think they're just going to keep four tight ends, or if it was because they're a little unsure and playing the safe side of Delanie Walker's not quite ready for week one. Do you think that's the reason why they kept the four tight ends, or no, that's just really had nothing to do with it?
Well, it may have something to do with it. I don't know where Delanie is. And again, I don't ask about injuries. You know, I really don't. I mean, because
I would assume that he's going to be ready, but I could be wrong.
I would assume that too. But again, as I say, anytime you are that type of guy, as I said, the fourth guy at some of those positions where you normally keep three, or the extra added guy, there's always something that you have to keep in mind that every day, and we say this all the time, every day's an interview. And so you have to do it every day.
How tough is it, Dave, to keep a guy, he thinks he's on the 53 man, and then you make some roster alterations, you know, a day or two after cutdown day, and you got to call in a guy who might have thought he made the team and tell him, not so fast, my friend.
Mark, it's really hard, because here's what happens. Once he get to a 53, they've got families, they've got people, they've got, you know, these young guys, I mean, they've got parents they call, and I've made the team, this is a dream, and all of this stuff. Hey, I had to take a guy off a plane one time on the first road game when we drafted Andre Wadsworth, okay?
Oh, I remember him, yeah.
Yes. Phoenix. I mean, we drafted Andre Wadsworth, really a good player, and he held out through, I'm the head coach, and I'm sitting there watching, you know, our number one pick, you know, stand on the sideline at Florida State at their opening game, you know, and I'm going, when are we going to get him in here? Well, we finally sign him, we are on the plane getting ready to go the first real game, and I have to take a defensive lineman off the plane and put Andre Wadsworth in his seat.
Dang, that's a tough deal, man. I'd be probably crying telling the guy, I really wanted to keep you. But it just unfortunately, man. I'm sorry, I gotta let you go, man. Okay, but stay in shape, though. I may bring you back. Is okay?
Do they have a? I mean, now you, Mark, you talk about a guy making a 53. How about a guy putting his stuff in the overhead bin and shutting it and sitting down on the plane, going, "Here I go, getting ready to go for my first." Exactly.
Wasn't there a middle seat or something you could put Wadsworth in and keep the other guy on the plane?
Yeah. Right.
You know what? At that point, Kev, I was just going, Let me get through this. Let me get through this, and then we'll figure it out.
Oh, man. That's a tough one right there.
Yes.
Goodness sakes.
Yeah. I was a little shocked with the receiver, but with all the injuries with Bastin there making it as the final roster, you know, he showed his, you know, I guess that he can do multiple things with returning punts.
Got a little return to him, yeah.
Got a little juice to him, a little quickness to him.
Exactly. But again, as I said, Blaine, anytime that you're that guy that's at that position, you know, you're right at the end, you still got to continue to do it. But I agree with you 100%. He had some return game to him. And again, you know what we're talking about, and all the three of you do, and our listeners do too. I mean, it's a real axiom in an NFL locker room. The more you can do, the longer you stay. And that's really, really important for those guys, really, in that back 10 of the roster.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, before we go to break, I have to ask you this, because it's really kind of, we've been talking about it a little bit. It has nothing to do with the Titans. But how surprised were you when you see a defensive player of the year be traded?
Wow.
Like Khalil Mack.
Wow.
Sack. I mean, this guy can impact the game immediately.
Were you
shocked with that?
Yes.
Wow.
In this league right now, it's quarterback pass rusher, guys that can cover man-to-man. Those, you know, those three right there, because of the way the game is going now, it looked to me like, and again, the Raiders, once Aaron Donald got his deal,
they're like, uh-oh.
That is exactly, uh-oh was exactly right, because now they knew whatever Khalil Mack got, it was going to top that, because that's just the way it is in the National Football League. They couldn't get anything worked out earlier. Now, you know, a little bit of a salary cap thought here is that you know, David Carr's already got a $25 million contract. Jared Goff is still on his rookie contract. Okay, so you've got that disparity. But still, going with what you're saying, anytime you've got that, I would have a hard time giving up that type of player. Now, John Gruden's on a 10-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you're on a 10-year contract and you're looking at $100 million that they said you're going to get in 10 years, you can play the long game, all right? Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, there's not many coaches in this league that are afforded that luxury. Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? But Khalil Mack, come on, guys. I mean, that dude was real coming out, and he's still real.
Visiting with the coach, Dave McGinnis, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They have got you covered.
Coach, explain the most profound change in the routine when you go from the end of the preseason to week one of the regular season.
Very good question. First of all, players in this league like routine. You've got to get into your routine, and as quick as you can get your players and your entire squad, really your entire organization, into a game week routine, the better off you are, because it's completely different than training camp. It's completely different. You want to get your hours set. You want to get your when you meet on first and second down, when you meet on third down, when you meet on red zone. But players are creatures of habit, and the more you can get them into a routine, the quicker you can. And it's not only the meetings, it's everything. It's the way they take care of their bodies. It's, you know, it's when they're able to do their not only their rehab, but their maintenance, you know, their active maintenance. All of that stuff is extremely important. And so players want to know what time, when, and where. And the quicker you can get into that, the better off you are. Now, you try to do that a little bit going into your fourth preseason game, but still, when you have 90 players especially, it's really hard to do. Once you get everything cut down, I mean, I promise you, practice today is going to seem like there's nobody there, because, and that's true. I'm serious, because after you've had 90 guys for so long out there, when you come out for this first practice for the first regular season week, you're going, where is everybody? Okay, but you get into a routine as quick as you can. Now, there's times, and here's the other thing that I think is very important. Because of the way the National Football League is structured now, when you've got Monday games or you've got Thursday games, the thing that I always wanted to do, and what I've been around that's important, is before you ever get to those altered weeks, you let your players know what the schedule is going to be before you ever get to that. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like early on, you say, okay, here's our schedule this week now. For a Monday night game, here's what we're doing. For a Thursday game, here's what we're doing. Because the last thing a professional football player wants, once the season starts, is surprises. Mm. They don't want to be surprised in that. They want to be laser focused on everything it entails getting ready for a ball game, whether it's Monday, whether it's Thursday, whether it's Sunday. And the more distractions that you can take off of their plate, so that they can just think about what they are getting ready to do, the better off you are.
What player individually in your mind was the biggest surprise in the preseason carrying over to this week?
What's the biggest surprise?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure there was a surprise, to me. You look at it, what I thought that I liked, and again, it's different now, Mark, than it was when I was a head coach, because they're playing so much less now in the preseason because everybody's trying to get their people healthy. I think the biggest issue now is trying to get your guys to the games healthy. I wasn't really surprised by anybody. Here's the thing that I, when you look at it, let's talk about a kid like Warmsley, okay, who really made some plays, you know, in the preseason games. But then you start, and it goes back to a little bit of what we talked about in the first segment. These coaches and these personnel guys are with these people all day, and they're also looking at the long game. So if you keep a guy like a Dickerson over a Wormsley, you're looking at a younger player. You're looking at maybe a little bit more upside ceiling as far as to a tops in production ability. I mean, those types of things come in. But a surprise, I wasn't really surprised about anything. What I did think, though, was these young players got a chance to play a lot in this preseason. They got a chance to play a lot. And so the ones that didn't make it, I was kind of happy to see Spillane brought back on the practice squad, because just like we talked about again in our first segment, I think the guys in the locker room respected what this guy did. The guys in the locker room respected that work ethic. The guys in the locker room respected the struggle where he came from and the way he stepped in and stepped over every hurdle. I mean, that's tough when you come in on a, you know, just as a tryout. And all of a sudden you get and you start doing things. See, that type of thing, and Blaine will probably back me up on this, that endears you to a locker room. Oh, now, you still got to be able to play.
Right.
But guys respect guys that love the game. Mm-hmm. Guys respect guys that love the game. And that to me, I like that.
Yeah. One thing I want to ask you before, Inge, but is about how concerned are you now with the way the preseason is structured for the veteran guys going into week one with not a lot of play, and you're talking about getting everybody healthy. What about those injuries on that first week that happened because of they haven't been actually playing a lot?
Now, but you know this, Blaine, the injury percentage in this league for anybody that steps on an NFL field is 100%. You're going to be nicked. I mean, the best players ever feel is that first day of training camp. That's the best your body's ever going to feel, right?
Yes.
The best it's going to feel for 6 months. I mean, just that's the way it is.
But typically that first week, though, you have a lot of injuries, and now with not a lot of playing time in the preseason.
But they've had a lot of practice time. They've had practice time. And to me, you can't ever, once the season starts, you know as well as I do, you've got to lay it all out there. And let what, you know, what come, what may. But you want to get your best players out there to give yourself the best chance to go at it.
Okay. Someone, Luke Falk, signed with the Miami Dolphins. They claimed him after he was cut loose here. What can they get out of him as far as, you know, looking at the game plan for this week?
Intel, man.
Yeah, is he even on their roster this time next week?
Well, they've got to pay him for 3 weeks. You know,
yeah, I guess that's true.
Once you put him on the 53, I mean, he gets paid for 3 weeks. Now, I've been involved in some of these debriefings. Not some, a lot. Okay. It goes on. And seriously, I know this Miami Dolphins coaching staff pretty well. I've coached with a lot of them. I mean, you know, Matt Burke started out with me here. You know, I know Frank Bush very well. You know, I know Chris Kasurik. I mean, I know, and look, here's what they will do. The defensive coaches will bring him in, first of all, and will sit down as a staff. As a defensive staff will sit in with him, and they will have a series of questions by first down, second down, third down, snap count, formation, personnel groups. You know, that's not just, you know, you show up and, oh, let me talk to you, you know, let me just talk to you a minute. Uh-uh. They've got everything. They've got that laid out. And then I've been on staffs before where we've had that guy come in and make a presentation to the defensive team. Okay. Now, what can he get? First of all, you know, the Titans didn't start game planning, okay, when he was here. Now, he can give them certain things, but there's a plus side and a minus side to this, okay? If you're a defensive coach and all of a sudden you've been working your team all preseason to get ready for this game, and then all of a sudden you've got somebody come in from that team and start telling you this, 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 and this. Now, you've got maybe a Blaine Bishop could handle all that info, but I'm telling you now, there's some dudes that they get that running through their heads, they forget everything else you've taught them.
Paralysis by analysis.
Right. No, that's true. And it's 100% true, so you've got to be very careful about what you do. And at the same time, I mean, they didn't put any game plans in while he was here. They're not going to know what play is going to be called. No. They're not going to. So there, to me, there's pluses and minuses to it, but don't mistake it. They will debrief him. Mm.